A federal appeals court has ruled that a massive Ten Commandments monument should not be on display in the Alabama Supreme Court. In a unanimous decision released today, a three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals said the display violates the constitutional separation of church and state. NPR's Debbie Elliott has been following the case and joins us now. Debbie, first off, the monument itself, this is a substantial piece of stone, is that right?
It is. It's a 2.5-ton block of granite. It depicts tablets inscribed with the Ten Commandments. Some have called it the size of a washing machine. It's copyrighted by Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, and it includes other quotes about God and the law along the bottom of the monument. Justice Moore placed this monument in the rotunda of the Alabama Judicial Building secretly in the middle of the night a couple of years ago, just after he was elected. It was filmed by Coral Ridge Ministries out of Florida, which has been selling that videotape and helping Moore raise money for his legal fees in this case. Moore had campaigned for the office of Alabama Chief Justice on a pledge to put the Ten Commandments in the Supreme Court. He had gained notoriety, was known as Alabama's Ten Commandments judge because of legal battles. When he was a circuit court judge in Gadsden, Alabama, he had a plaque of the Ten Commandments on his courtroom wall there and opened court with prayer, and there were several legal battles over those cases.
And today the appeals court ruled against him. What did they have to say about his display?
Yeah, they rejected his appeal of a lower court ruling, which had said this monument is religious in nature and should be removed from the Supreme Court. Moore had argued that the monument was simply meant to acknowledge God's role in the foundation of law and was protected speech. But the 11th Circuit justices wrote, if they had adopted Moore's position, then the Chief Justice would be free to adorn the courthouse walls with sectarian religious murals or to put all kinds of religious quotes on the wall behind his bench. They even said that every government building could be topped with a cross or a menorah or a statue of Buddha, depending on the views of officials with authority over those premises.
This same court has upheld the display of the Ten Commandments in other cases, so what was different about this one?
Right. In fact, recently, the same court had ruled that a Georgia county could continue to depict the biblical laws on a county seal there. The question, I think, is whether such displays amount to a clear endorsement of a particular religion. And in today's ruling, the judges emphasized that the monument in Alabama is purely religious in nature. They noted that Justice Moore had even testified very candidly that his purpose in placing the monument in the judicial building was to acknowledge the law and sovereignty of the God of the Holy Scriptures. Therefore, they wrote, Moore's insistence that his monument was a purely secular application was just unconvincing.
And has there been any reaction yet from Judge Moore to this ruling?
No word yet from him, but he has vowed all along to take this case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. I did speak with one of his attorneys today, Herb Titus, who had argued this case before the 11th Circuit. He said they'll be deciding in the next few days whether to appeal. He called the decision flat out wrong. He said it amounted to censorship of a public official and said that it could lead to elected officials no longer being able, for example, to take an oath to God when they're sworn into office.
And in the meantime, what happens to this monument? What do they do with 5,000 pounds of granite?
That's a very good question. Right now, there is a stay of the order to remove it while he appeals. So we'll see where that goes.
Okay, thank you, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
NPR's Debbie Elliott.